sounding a little rough this morning.
Is it the radio or is it me?
You and your voice. So that's all I was wondering.
First time I've talked today.
I've been out with the wife this morning and buying a couple things we need for tomorrow. And then now I'm heading out here to Hendersonville. I'm going to go over to the exam testing session they have at the Ingles there on Spartanburg Highway. Exam testing for your ham ticket.
Are there a lot of new hams getting in this?
Quite a few over the last couple of years, and I'm sure this last event will make it even more so.
Yeah, but that'll be like baby boomers since the Helene.
Right. I know I got a bunch of people studying to get their license right now that I'm dealing with.
3 VEs to do that.
I think so. I think that's right.
I got my new power supply in. I'm on it. Is no hum or anything?
Good. Radio sounds real good.
On just mid power. I took y'all's advice. I think I'll just run it that way unless I can't get in to the repeater good or something.
The least amount of power you can run, the better.
I think it's 25 watts. I think low is 5 watts on this.
Most radios are 5, 25, and 50, or something along those lines. And some radios you can turn down to 1 watt or lower. So, but on a mobile rig, if I can get to 5 watts, that's low enough, I guess.
Now, you guys say I'm scratchy on 5 watts.
I run medium power on all my mobile rigs to start with, because you're mobile, and you're going through the hills and valleys and this, that, and the other, so you're using a moderate amount of power to get into the repeater.
What I've got is 5 watts. I think that's max on it. As a matter of fact, it'll go down to 1, I think.
A lot of HTs will. They'll go down to 1. Because they're maxed out at 5 watts, a lot of them. So every now and then you find one that's advertised that does more, but really be hard-pressed to see that it does that.
I got it on 5 watts. But, you know, that thing, as you use, just listens fine. But when you start talking on it, it starts warming up in your hand.
Most of mine do, too. I've got one that's the battery terminals where it charges are on the back of it. And I have to be careful not to get my hands across them because it'll really get warm then.
So I got to go to the recycling plant. You know, I made a mistake when they fixed it up. You know, I made concrete. I mean, made it really nice, organized. And I told the guys, I said, man, y'all got the dump looking good here. And he said, this is not a dump. This is a recycling plant.
It's amazing what it takes to offend somebody or hurt their feelings nowadays, isn't it?
It's too. I mean, he was dead serious. He made it clear that this was not a dump. It's a recycling plant. And I said, well, that's what I meant to say. So that's what I call it now, recycling. It's the new, I guess, you know, like pre-owned cars now.
I got you on that one.
And then pressure wash. We've been doing pressure washing the deck because we got to restain it, you know. That takes a while. That's a slow process.
We're going to do that next spring with mine. And we'll have to... One of them I may end up having to replace quite a bit of boards on it, so we'll see before I get started pressure washing it. The other one I need to stain it and get another coat of protectant on it.
I found some boards while we were pressure washing it. One of the steps had a place in it, actually went all the way through it, and one of the perimeter boards, or two of those, I got to change where the sun beats on them the most, you know.
sun beating on it problem. Mine is keeping the sludge off of it because I'm in the shade most of the day and on the northeast side of the mountain, so I don't get a lot of sun. And them steps get super slick if you ain't careful.
The sun, the back one is, it's got a roof over part of the middle, you know, but the outside part's in the sun a lot, and it takes its toll on it. But yeah, I got to get stuff like that done. Hey, I saw something on chimney. You know, they're already starting to rebuild that place up there.
Doubt it. I'm curious to see how things go there. But, dude, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm getting into the black hole where I'll lose the repeater. You have a good day, you and Miss Vicky. And maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good to talk to you this morning. Y'all be safe out there, you and Elise. And we'll catch you later on in 4AZ.